Zog de Gemara daf ein tes omit beis, the last word. Dioi k'dei lichtoiv shtei oisius. The Mishnah said that yichai van oitzaz dioi on ink when you're able to write two oisius with that amount of ink. Zog de Gemara tono shtei oisius b'dioi v'shtei oisius b'kulmus v'shtei oisius b'kalmarin. Let's say you have the amount of ink that you're taking, two oisius in dioi of ink, pure ink, two oisius that you're able to write in the quill itself, in the kulmus, or in the kalmarin, in the holder. So it doesn't make a difference. Wherever, whatever you take out the ink bottle, it has enough dioi of two oisius. You can take out the quill, you take out ink itself, whatever you take out, all of them have the same shear that you need two oisius. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Yudches says that really it's not the exact same two oisius, because in a quill, in order to write two oisius, you need a drop more than two oisius to have two oisius on paper, because the quill itself is going to have absorbed a drop of the oisius in order that two oisius should protrude and go onto the paper. So it's not exactly the same shear. It's not like you need two droplets in the quill and then you can write two oisius. It's not. It's you need a drop more because the quill has to absorb the drop of the ink also. But I'll come upon him, at the end of the day, you have to be able to write two oisius in each one of them. Zog de Gemara. Now Rashi says, be'oisius b'dioi, Rashi says, we're talking about dioi yovesh, dry ink. What do you mean dry ink? How can you write with dry ink? So the pshat is that you're able to make it back into writable ink by adding a little water into it. If you have dry ink and you take it out, you can't write to oisius. But if you add a drop of water, then that dry ink is able to be written with it again.
With a drop of water.
With a drop of water. But you don't have to take the drop of water. You don't have to have two drops of ink plus a drop of water. You chayev on two drops of ink, because you could write with those two drops of dry ink if you would have added water. As I state, he says, no, the person is not tereach to add a drop of water to add onto the ink, just like we said before. You're not matriach to make tit unless it's a gibel of a revius of mayim, even though for the sheer tit is much smaller. So the same thing over here. Why would someone be matriach? That the two drops of dry ink is not going to be functional and usable because no one's going to add a half a drop of water to make it writable. So he says we're talking about dioi lach. So the Tosfos Rosh argues on Rashi and he says we're talking about wet and writable ink, not dioi yovish, but rather dioi lach. Now the Gemara's discussion is on the dioi itself. You have to be able to write two oisius with that dioi. What about the quill itself? Why not chayv on the kulmus? So that Rashi bavarns and says in the next of Maskil that it's tofel and bottle to pachas mikashir, like a kli is bottle to something that's pachas mikashir, not chayv on the kli itself. Zok ma boy rova. Ois achas bidioi. Ois achas bekulmus. Ois achas bekalmerin. Mahu. Could you be mitzdarif one ois in a dioi, ink itself, and one ois that's inside a quill? So now could you be mitzdarif or not? So shiurim are usually mitzdarif under the same. Revius, kezayis has to be the same in order to be mitzdarif. So the Gemara blibes is a teiku. So if you don't learn like the Rambam, what's the shayla in the Gemara? What's the sofik? Why not? Ink is ink. Both of them are two oisius. Both of them is the same shear, and both of them you have one and one. Why shouldn't it be mitzdarif? But according to the Rambam, it's very geschmack. It should be mitzdarif. Why not? Both of them are two. But according to the Rambam, it's very geschmack. According to the Rambam, in a quill, it's not two oisius. The shear of two oisius in a quill in the kulmus is three oisius, really, because that's how you write two oisius. You can't write two oisius if you have the exact amount of ink in the quill, because some of it is absorbed in the quill itself. So in Mela, the suffix in the Gemara is, do you look at the end of the day, it's a shear-based oisius by all of them, the common denominator, so it's mitzdarif or no? Since the kulmus' shear of base oisius is an andere shear, the shear that you, in order to be able to put out the output of two oisius in a kulmus is really gimel oisius, so maybe not mitzdarif gimel with beis. Or no, do you look at it at the end of the day, but all of them have a shear of beis oisius that you need at the end of the day on the paper, so maybe you could be mitzdarif. That's how the Chassam Sofer learns the suffix in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, the Gemara says, teiku.
Zog
the
Gemara weiter, Omar Rove, hoitzi shte oisius because von kshum halich. For hoitzo, we know you have to have an akira and you have to have a hanocha. What if you moitzi, you take from a shoes hayochid two oisius, and the hanocha, you don't place in the shoes habim, you don't stop and put it on the floor, but rather
you are riding as you are walking in the Rishus Rabim, and you continue walking. But the Hanocha of the Oisius was the placing it on the wall when you're riding. So Zogti, or on the paper, whatever you're doing. Hoitz ishte Oisius v'kosvon k'shum ha'alech chayev. Why chayev? Where's the Hanocha? K'sivoson zuy hanochoson. Writing it, the etzem Hanocha of the Dioi we look upon as the Hanocha of the Dioi is the Maisa K'siva. So Mele, it's considered a Maisa Hanocha.
Tyson Daf Helmut Beis compares this to Eggers Bekli Bekli Tzafa Gabi Mayim. So to over here, you're walking, but the paper is not.
Zog de Gemorre, Vo Omar Rove, Hoitz Yois Achas, Ve Kosvo.
So even though the person is continuing to walk, but the Dioi was Munach, when, wherever you wrote.
Zog Ma Vo Omar Rove, Hoitz Yois Achas, Ve Kosvo. Let's say you take one ois and you write it. Now, one ois you're not chayv on Hoitzo. You're not chayv on Ksivi either, but you're not chayv on Hoitzo. V'choza v'hoitzi ois achas v'kosvo.
And now you write an additional ois, and you're moitzi it. Do you say that the two oitzois are mitzdarif or not?
So the Gemara says, no, you're potter. And the reason being is because,
zog Gemara, my timer, be in the afkele baschaisa, chos lele shiu de kamaisa.
By the time you bring out the second ois, the first ois already dried up. And when it dries up, it's lacking from the shear. Once it dries up, it absorbs. That absorption is not the same anymore as a regular ois. It's not the shear of an ois when it's dried up. So you don't have a maisa hoitzo of two oisies. By the time you bring the second ois, the first ois is gone, so to speak. It's not there anymore. So mele, it's not considered a maisa hoitzo, and you're potter. Now Rashi says on the sugi of Kshuma Halech, Shalai Omad Lofu, she didn't stop even for resting, that it should be a Hanochas Gufoi. Still Yechai, because the Ika Hanochas Yol Aksav is the Hanocha. Now, when you took out the second ois, it was Behelam Echot. It wasn't stamped that it was B'Shtei Alomis. It was Behelam Echot. And Zog to Rashi, the reason why it's not Yepota, Kshemisiyabsho Nechsa Hashir, when it dried up, it's lacking in the shear. And when you take out the second ois, there's no shear to oisis anymore. So the Meiri says, so Rashi says that it's felt in the shear because it dried up. Zok the Meiri, why is this any different than if a person eats two chatzi zeis in behelam echot? We know yechayev. At the end of the day, behelam echot, chatzi zeis, chatzi zeis. So why should over here, just because it's dried up, when you have a half a zeis, the first half a zeis is consumed. It's also gone. So why is two chatzi zeis in mitzdarf, and why should two oisis not be mitzdarf? So the answer that's brought down in the Rishonim is because here it's the derech to eat this way. That's how you eat. You eat by taking a bite and you take another bite. Behelam echot, it's mitzdarf. Mashenkin, it's not the derech to be moitzi an ois and an ois. So it's dried up already. So mele, it's taken out here.
And therefore we don't see a tziruf of the two oisius. By the time you bring out the second one, the first one is dried. Mashekin achila, it's the derech to eat in two bites. So mele behelam echad yichayev.
Zok the Gemara. My time being in the afkele, but I said, it's chos l'shiru l'kamayse. V'omar over, hoitzi chatzik gregeres achas v'nicho. If you take a half a gregeres, a half a fig, v'chos of hoitzi chatzik gregeres achas v'nicho, we know the shiru of macholin, hoitzoz a gregeres, you separate them a half and a half. So, rishoyin and ask, mishakol to kelef. The first one is like it's gone, and it's not starf. It's like a dog took it away. As if it's burnt up. Why should be potter? It's there. What do you mean it's like it's burnt up? It's there. So if let's say you lifted the first, and you removed it, and it's not there anymore, before the second one had a chance to come out, so then it's like it's burnt up. It's like it's devoured by a dog. And the male it's taken on its tariff. The Prima Godim in his Psych and Hilchos Shabbos is mistapik if this suffix is dafka by Hitzo or by Omalachis. Meaning, let's say you're koitzer, half a shear of Maisak Tzira, and then you're toichen, and then you're koitzer. And then you toichen. So by the time the second half of ktsira to be mitzar for the shear, the first half of ktsira is ready nitchan. It's not there anymore. Do you also say the same suffix, or do you only say it over here by hoitzo? The reason why mechalak it was hoitzo is a malacha grua. He says, like we said in Daf Beis. So by malacha grua, maybe we have this suffix. that if it's not there, then it's not mitzdarif. So by achila, we taka said that's similar to the kash of the meiri. By achila, it's derech achilos bekach, even though it's not here. That's how you eat. By other melachas, is the primogod sofik or not? Is it a din in oitzah dafka melacha grua? Or do we say that it's a gate to all melachas? Zok the gemara of omagov. Hoitzi chatzig gegeres vihinicho. If you take a half a gegeres and you place it, v'chozav hoitzi chatzig gegeres v'heviro derech oleho. What you did now is you took the second half of gregaris and you didn't place it, but you hover over the first half of gregaris. Being maver over the first half of gregaris is that mitzarif with the other half to be chayim on the shir of Eitzah. Zog the Gemara, yechayiv. Think about v'amai, why yechayiv holoi nach? It didn't land. Why is she chayiv on hanocha? You're being maver. You didn't place it anywhere. Enter the Gemara, gonshe viro teich shloisha. You're mavir within Gimel Tvachim of the first half of Gregaris. Lav dafka of the karka. You want to be mitzar for half of Gregaris, mit halba Gregaris. So the second half of Gregaris is hovering while you're walking over the first half of Gregaris within Gimel Tvachim, which is lovud. Frek the Gemara, what does lovud help you over here? Va'omar rove teich shloishel rabbonon, tzorech hanoch agabi mashu. Rabbonon arguing later on in Perek HaZorik, Tavtzari Zayin, that they don't say klut kemishun chadomi. So even if you're maver in a lovedik state, you're not mechayiv until there's a hanocha gabi mashu. So ein chenami, you don't need a mokum dalad, but betoich gimel, you need a hanocha koldu. So what does it help me that I'm being maver and I'm hovering over and I'm walking? Lemaisa, at the end of the day, according to Rabbanon, you don't have any hanocha on something. You need some type of hanocha, even if it's not a mokum dalad. Enter the Gemara loy kasha. When did Rabbanon say that it's not considered hanocha until you have hanocha gabi mashu? And you don't say klut kemishuncha. Kam bezoirik, kam bemavir. You saw this make a difference. By zoirik, when you throw something, so if you don't say klut kemishuncha, if you don't say mid-air is like it's hunach, so then they don't have a maisa anocha. But when you're mavir, when you're walking, so when you're walking, shteit n'ritva, it's be'etzem munach be'yodoi. Mezeto ha'maisa anocha. Yes, it's a munach in the place in Ushus Rabin. But since you're walking, you're mavir, it's murach b'yodoy, so once you're hovering within gimel tvachim, lovud, of the half of gregaris, the first one, so we can see a maisa tziruf and a hanocha, because it's muktzas b'yodoy munach. Mavir is different than zoyrik. By mavir, we see a maisa hanocha. So, demora loy kasha, kam b'zoyrik, kam b'mavir. Rabbonin say you need a hanocha koldu. By zoyrik, you don't say klut k'mishuncha. But by Mavir, when you're transferring and you're walking, it's in your hand. We see a Maisa Hanocha, and we see a Maisa Lovud, and we're mitzdarif a Maisa Hanocha b'yodoy together with a Maisa Lovud on the other half of Gregaris. Zog the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon, hoitzi chatzi Gregaris. Because of hoitzi chatzi Gregaris, if a person takes a half of Gregaris, and then he takes another half, behela mechod, in one haloma, without a yidi in between, he's chayiv. If there was a D in between, so obviously you're not mitzarif them, because you're not chayiv a korban. If there's 12 lomas, each one is a half, so you're potter. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, behelam echod, it depends where you bring it. Lashus echod, if you bring it to one reshus, that means I go from a shus a yochid, and behelam echod, I place a half a gergeris, and the same helam, I place again a half a gergeris, then you're chayiv. But l'shtei reshuyos, that means I go from one reshus a yochid A, and I go to the right to Rishus Rabim A, and then I take the other half of Gregaris, I go to the left to another Rishus Rabim. We're not mitzdarif, even though they're both from Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabim, but they're munach in different Rishus Rabims. So then you're potter. Zok to Mora, this statement that Rabbi Yossi says, that Rishus Echad Yechayim, not the two Rishuyos, Omer Rabbe, V'hushi Yeshchiv Chattas Beneim. That's only if between the two Rishus Rabims, the one on the right and the one on the left, there's a Rishus between them. That means Chiyuv Chatas, meaning a Rishus HaYochid. Let's say the Rishus HaYochid is in between the two Rishus Rabbims. Then there's a Rishus between the two Rishus Rabbims, so then you don't see a Tziruf in the two Rishus Rabbims. It has to be a Deraisidika Chiyuv Chatas between the two Rishuyos. Then you're not Mitzar of the two Rishus Rabbims. Aval Karmelis, but if it's merely a Rishus to Rabbonim between them, so then it would be Mitzar of, even though it's on the same place. Then you would be mitzarif the two half of Gregaris, even though they're not in the same Rishus Rabbims. It's all merely a Karmelis in between them. And a Karmelis with the Rabbonon is only a Rabbonon de Kashir. So, Melitz, it would not hinder the tziruf of the two Rishus. Zog the Rabbi Omar, Afilu Carmelus is also a separation. A Carmelus also would be considered that you're potter if there's a Carmelus in between them, even though it's not a Kiyiv Chatz in between them. Aval Pislaloi. But if you have merely a lid, a pisla, a piece of wood, the question is what that is, how big is it, is it dalal dalat? But if you have a pisla, an eitz, shoychiv l'rochvay, shoychiv l'rabim, and it's memala the roichiv in between, so chatzi goes to one side of the pisla, and the other half goes to the other side of the pisla, that would not hinder the tziruf, and it would be mitzdarif. Chov amar no, afilu pisla, even if you have a pisla, a piece of wood that shoychiv between the two rishuyos, it's mafsik and it's not mitzdarif. In Gittin, we know the halacha is that if a husband is makna, a chelik in his reshus for her to be koined a get. So he's zerik a get to his wife in his chotzer, and a chelik in the reshus is hers, so it's considered a chatzera, she's megugashes. However, Zok the Gemara, if let's say the get is thrown in that area where he's makner, so in Megugashes. Let's say the get falls on a pisla, it falls on this lid, so then Rav says over there that it's not Megugashes, because loy mashal in shetrei mekoymes b'shus echods. I gave you, I was lent you, chelik in my reshus, to be coined a get. But I'm not makner, mashal to you two areas, side of place you're standing, Dalai Lamas, and side of Pisla. So if it lands on the Pisla, it's Amagureshes. So what do we see, Rav Ashita, is that a Pisla is a Mafsik. The Pisla is considered a Mafsik. The Pisla is a separation. The Pisla is not considered the same Ishus that the woman is in. So just like Lagabe Gittin, a Pisla is a Mafsik, and it's not considered the Ishus that she's in. And that's why it's not Megureshes. So to over here, the pisla is a mafsik for the chatzi gergeres on the right and the chatzi gergeres on the left, because the pisla is a mafsik be'etzem, even though it's not a karmelis, even though it's not a shusha yochid. It's merely a pisla, but it's a mafsik like gittin, who are then like over here to be not considered one reshus. The pisla is a ledge, like Rashi says, eight shoychev l'rochvay shal reshus rabim, a piece of wood, a 2x4. Tois discusses exactly what it has to be. It has to be dalal al dalad, not gavoya yud. It has certain qualifications that it's not gavoya yud and it's dalal al dalad, or it's gavoya yud and it's not roichav dalad. As there's a thesis. Rabbi Mekatfin, the question is exactly in the shir and the pisla, ayin betesis. Zog di gemara, koil. If you want to be chayav on koil, on eyeshadow, zog di gemara, kine lokol, likol ayin achas. The amount that it takes to paint, to shadow, to make up one eye, that's the sheer of chshivas of koil. Zogmara ayin achas holikachli. People don't paint and make up just one eye. So vosep is what kind of modern sheer? It's not the norm. So why should it be the sheer of koil? Zogmara omar avruna shken tznuis koichlis ayin achas. Tznuis of drashi, sheholchos mutofois, they go covered with their face. The ein megalois ela ayin echod. All that's revealed is one eye, like a burqa, not two eyes. So because they only have one eye, lirois, for that's all they have exposed, the koichlois oise, so that one eye that's exposed, they make up that one eye. They only have one exposed. They don't have the other one exposed, so they only put koil in one. Others, we showed him say, they put the makeup on the one that's not exposed, like upon him, they only do one eye in. Fekt mo meisvei, Rebshimim ben Elazar oimer, koil. The shear that chayvan koil is im l'refua, if it's meant for medicinal reasons, ke'likol ayin achas, then it's enough to be koichel one eye. Im l'kashet, but if it's for makeup, bebeiz enayim, so we see the shear is two eyes and not one. And to the gemara tilgema hil b'reid Reb Shmuel b'anachmeini, ki tanya hi b'ironiyos, zog Rashi, b'nois kforim, daughters that live in little villages, einon tzrichin tzniyos kul kol kach. They don't have to be as tzenua as the women that live in the big cities. Why? She'ein schoik v'kalos roish motzui sham. Over there, there's no promiscuity. It's not so promiscuous as in the big cities. So male, the level of tzenius is not required as much. Motzui sham v'ima v'ama muotin. And there's a very minimal people that live in the klein delvelach. V'ein on mechasim pneim. They don't cover their face either. V'koiches bezenayim. What's exposed, you makhil. What's not, what's covered, you don't. So male over here, they don't have to have yena gather of tzniyas, because it's nishkein, it's amamuotim, it's no schach v'kalas rosh. So they're able to have both eyes exposed. So they attack a makal bezin ayim. Because over there, the level of tznius is less. So mainly the derech is taka by ironios to be makhel bezinayim. Zog the mother, shaivo. It's in parentheses. Let me see who it's ois tes. Shaivo. K'delitin al pinekif cotton. Okay? Shaivo, as we said, is in order to close up a small hole. Tona k'delitin al pinekif cotton shayayin. To close up a small hole if you have a barrel of wine. Zog the mother, devik. What is shear to be moitzi glue? K'delitim b'roish ha-shafshef. To place on the top of the stick, a pole. Zogma, what's the purpose of glue on a pole? Tonek k'delitim b'roish shafshef she-b'roish kona shel tzayodin. You know how they hunt birds? They have a pole, and not a scarecrow, but they have a pole, and they put glue on the top of the pole. So when a bird, they want to hunt, sits down for a rest, it's stuck. And that's how you hunt a bird. And that amount of glue that can trap the bird is a shear that you chayva. Zefes v'gofris k'delasois. What did the Mishnah say? Zefes v'gofris. The shear of tar and the shear of pitch was. Let me see the lashon of the Mishnah. Zefes v'gofris k'delasois nekev. If you have mercury, you have kesef chayza, she says, and you want to make a nekev in order to be able to pour it out, so you cover it with tar and pitch, and then you make a little, drill a little hole in there, and you cover it again, so it should be closed. That's the shear of zephyrs and gophers that chayva. Zog de gomoga, tonic, zephyrs and gophers, kelasis, tonic, de lasis, neck of cotton. Charsis, we said, is levene chetusha. If you have brick that's ground, k'delasas pikur, to make a rim around the kur, which is a rim around the surface of the gold refiners. They have a bellow that they blow in, so they need to have an area that they can put inside, so the little holes should not be exposed and open too much, so they make a rim around it. That's the shear of charsis. Because Rabbi Yehuda argues, Tanakama says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kelasas pitput, to make a tripod." Rashi says, so you need much more. So Zok the Gemara, "Lememr deshiur Rabbi Yehuda nofish." Rabbi Yehuda is a greater shear of charsis of levain chetusha. It's in order to make a tripod. Zok the Gemara, "Hakaim l'an deshiur Rabbanu nofish." We find Rabbi Yehuda argues in another part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's shear is smaller. And Rabbanon is larger. Where the Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Omer k'delit lemenu midas min al cotton. We said before that if you have a rope, or actually gemi, we said the reed is in order to make a loop around the nap and the kivra, a loop. And Rabbi Yehuda says k'delit lemenu midas min al cotton in order to measure the shoe size of a little child, and that we assume is smaller. So every time it's smaller, Rabbi Yehuda shita is smaller in the same Mishnah. Zog the Gemara, Emok de losut pitput kirektana. So you have to say the tripod doesn't mean to make a tripod from the Levein Chetusha. It means to be sad, to close up a nekev, a hole in the small tripod, and in the tripod. So oilom rebu the shear is smaller. Side by the gamiwitz to measure a minel cotton, and side by the tripod, it's in order to stuff the hole to be losut pitput cotton. So the last Gemara is Subin, k'delit na pikur shel tzarfes ov. Subin is in order to place and a rim around the tzur, the pikur of tzarfes ov. The bran is to place around the pikur, the opening of the tzarfes ov, in the rim. Stop over here at the bottom of the moment.